Good evening, and here's the news. A new Medicaid cliff looms for American Samoa and the other territories by October as Congresswoman Wifatali Amatarattawagan calls on Congress to end, once and for all, the island's Medicaid cap. KHJ News Washington, D.C. correspondent Matt Kay reports.
Without congressional action, American Samoa and the other U.S. islands would see 85% to 90% cuts to recent temporary Medicaid funding increases. Congresswoman Amatarattawagan told the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Health the Insular Areas Medicaid Parity Act will avert the next Medicaid cliff on October 1st.
Congress needs to address the funding cliff for the territories. Not doing so would spell financial and medical disaster to our people. During the pandemic emergency, we've been adjusted like other jurisdictions with an additional 6.2% federal cost share. So we are at an 89.2% FMAP.
That was after FY 20 and 21 temporary increases boosted American Samoa's federal Medicaid infusion from $12.5 million to $86 million. Amata says the islands need and deserve equity with the states in both federal Medicaid matching and no cap. She argues stable permanent funding is key to meeting American Samoa's long-term health care needs.
We are the most remote U.S. jurisdiction in the Medicaid program, almost 10,000 miles away, south of the equator, and have not had any commercial air service to our territory in almost 1 year. Not since March 23rd, 2020. We've had two of six emergency charters from our local government completed with four more scheduled over the next 3 months. Our health services and only hospital simply cannot handle a sudden influx of thousands of new arrivals.
An emotional Congresswoman Amata pointed to a recent Army Corps study that found LBJ Hospital in a state of failure and disrepair with replacement costs as high as $900 million.
With an improved hospital infrastructure, we could utilize even more and potentially reach and exceed our current cap in the next few years. Stable multi-year funding with caps raised will be key to that progress.
The Insular Areas Medicaid Parity Act now has 60 co-sponsors, including the chair of the House Appropriations Committee, Rosa DeLauro. Though GOP Health Subcommittee leaders complained the latest bill is not bipartisan enough and lacks integrity checks, especially for Puerto Rico's scandal-plagued Medicaid program. This is Matt Kay reporting for KHJ News from Washington, D.C.
A woman is being held on charges of child abuse, assault in the third degree, and endangering the welfare of a child for allegedly beating her 13-year-old son. The defendant's sister reported to police that she heard screaming from her sister's house and went to investigate. The door was locked, so she peeked from a window into the house and saw her sister kicking her son and hitting his head against the wall. The sister managed to pry open the door and get the boy out. She then contacted police. When officers interviewed the boy, he said that he had gone to sleep at his auntie's house the night before. The next morning, he went to his mom's house to get ready for school. He asked his mother for his uniform, and she said there was no school. He asked her a second time, and she turned around and kicked him three times and hit his head against the wall and choked him. Police saw swelling on the boy's cheek and marks on his neck. The boy also informed officers that his mother had assaulted him in December last year and also January of this year for being disobedient. The boy was placed in the care of the Department of Human and Social Services while his mother was arrested and charged. Her preliminary examination was held yesterday and her case has been bound over to High Court. With the changeover in administration, a new point of contact for American Samoa on several federal groups dealing with climate change and coral reefs has been appointed. Governor Lemanu Pletimonga has named the Director of Marine and Wildlife Resources, Archie Tautasi-Soliai, as the new point of contact on the Department of Interior's Coral Reef Initiative, the All Islands Coral Reef Committee, and the U.S. Coral Reef Task Force. Soliai replaces retiring Va'amua Henry Sespasara as the new Director of Marine and Wildlife Resources and also the chair of the American Samoa Coral Reef Advisory Group, said the governor. In the event of Soliai's absence, DMWR Deputy Director Selaina Vaitautolu Tuimavave is authorized to serve as the point of contact. The political party hoping to topple the Human Rights Protection Party in Samoa at the polls on April 9th has been fundraising in the territory since late last year. This is the Fatuatua I Le Tua Samoa Watasi, or FAST Party, led by former Deputy Prime Minister Fiame Naomi Mataafa. Pa'uroi Ausange, who's running under the FAST banner, said there are two local FAST support groups. One was formed in mid-December by Paipaiuli, who is chairperson, and several relatives and supporters of FAST Party candidates. The second support group, which was established in February, is chaired by Sione Simiti. It has been holding fundraisings on Saturday at Utule Beach since February 13th. Both support groups have been selling merchandise such as FAST t-shirts and holding separate fundraising activities. Pa'u said discussions are underway for both groups to combine on all fundraising activities, including a Por Siva to be held in April. He said the support and response from our people in American Samoa has been very overwhelming, and it proves once again the familial and cultural connections between Samoans in both Samoas and American Samoa. I'm thankful of the support being provided by members of the two groups, and it's my goal to set up a legal non-profit organization for FAST supporters for life. The Fiji Red Cross Society has acknowledged receipt of a donation of $59,980 from the Fijian Association Pangpango and the people of American Samoa. The Fiji Red Cross Society Director General, Ms. Ilisapeki Rokodunandau, acknowledges the Fijian Association Pangpango and the people of American Samoa for their tremendous support in the humanitarian efforts to address the needs of communities affected by Tropical Cyclone Yaza and Tropical Cyclone Ana in Vanuatu. The local Fijian community held a relief drive in January and collected money, clothing, food supplies, and other necessities. The Fiji Red Cross president said, "The needs on the ground is massive, and this assistance will greatly alleviate some difficulties people are still facing. The funds will also assist the society to set up water tanks for identified communities so that women and girls, children, and those living with a disability can have access to water in their households." And that's the news.